Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello.
You're all under arrest.
And so the Guatemalan midget in the top hat said, "No, madam, not in these trousers."
That joke was requested by Edith and all the girls at Hannigan's Trust Boutique, so we know what kind of girls they are, don't we?
Meanwhile, on a cricket ground not 1,000 miles from Crewe Junction.
And he comes in right arm over and he bowls.
Hussy!
Who are you calling Hussy, you saucy cow?
Little known facts that nobody cares about, number 7 1/3.
Did you know that if the All Blacks played the English Test team in a strong wind, you could call it the Black and White Mistral Show?
And now, before our next record, we've had a flash from the newsroom, but he's promised not to do it again.
What do you get when you fall in love?
It's really good, baby.
I never thought of that. I think I'll go and see my doctor, excuse me.
University of the Air. What is syntax?
It's the money Catholics put in the collection after they've been to confession.
I've had enough of this. If this goes on, I shall have to introduce brute force.
Go on, then.
Very well. Ladies and gentlemen, brute force!
Hello, nice to see you. Nice, nice to see you.
Damn your eyes, Cryer. I've had enough of you and your virulent impressions. Meanwhile, in a science laboratory not 1,000 miles from Crewe Junction.
Right, Professor Storovich, time to try the new chromosome moderation drug. Ready?
Ready.
First milligram.
Carry on.
Second milligram.
You on.
Third milligram. Fourth milligram. Fifth milligram. Sixth milligram. Seventh milligram. Eighth milligram. Final dosage. Well, Professor, how do you feel?
Give us a kiss and I'll tell you.
This is Euston Station, Euston Station. Due to government reorganization, the QE2 will arrive at Platform 9. The 812 intercities to Leeds will become the new Foreign Secretary. And I shall go home and hit the wife a lot.
Over to Wimbledon for the latest on the tennis from Peter West.
Well, you join me for the start of the match between Billie Jean King and Yvonne Gilligan. Gollagang.
We'll be returning to Peter West for more commentary later. Did you know that it was in the little village of Hambledon in 1794 that they first started playing cricket? They hope to finish the match by Friday.
Kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again.
But I'm your brother.
It's been a long, long time.
Yvonne Gumblegum. Gollycock. Goodle Gingle Glam. Blumblegoo. Glig Bumble.
Thank you, Peter. Tonight we are privileged to broadcast live from the Royal Opera House, Rigoletto, in two parts. Part one.
Rigo!
Thank you.
A right to the head, a left hook to the body, a right to the head, and he's down!
That was an excerpt from the commentary on one of today's FA Cup ties.
University of the Air. How to pass a higher mathematics examination with only 1 hour's preparation.
Cheat.
Meanwhile, in a small western township not 1,000 gold-armed miles from Crewe Junction...
Okay, Billy the Kid, drop that gun. I'm right behind you.
Okay, Wyatt Earp, drop that gun. I'm right behind you.
Okay, Jesse James, drop that gun. I'm right behind you.
Okay, Lone Ranger, drop that gun. I'm right behind you.
Okay, Cisco Kid, drop that gun. I'm right behind you. Okay, you guys, all together.
And now for Mrs. Edith Grudge, who is celebrating her 1,000th poison pen letter. The Gay Gordons.
Hello, Anger.
Hello, Dougal.
Ladies and gentlemen, a joke.
And not a moment too soon. It appears that the new vicar in a small rural parish approached the oldest inhabitant seated outside the local hostelry. How old are you, my good man? He asked. I'm 98, the worthy replied. And I bain't got an enemy in the world. Is that not wonderful, vouchsafed the cleric? Yes, riposted the ancient. I've outlived the whole rotten lot.
Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable.
You're irresponsible and you're unreliable.
You can talk. You were late for rehearsal.
Well, so that was because I was buying you.
Meanwhile, in a cobbler's...
What?
Cobbler's. Thank you. Meanwhile, in a shoe repairer's not 1,000 miles from Crewe Junction.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You probably don't remember me. I used to live round here before the war. Enlisted in 39, demobbed in Canada, married there, settled down, got a little business going. Over here for the first time on holiday, walking past a shop, suddenly remembered. Day before war broke out, I brought a pair of brown suede shoes in here to be sold and healed. Silly, really. Sentimental reasons. Wondered if you still had them. Name's Blenkinsop.
Blenkinsop. Blenkinsop. Good grief, sir. You're in luck.
You mean you've still got them?
Yes, they'll be ready Thursday.
Little-known facts that nobody cares about, number George.
Did you know that in 1965, Lionel Blair was told he would never dance again? And he hasn't.
Now let's listen to some of this week's new releases.
George Clogg, 3 years, Grievous Bodily Arm.
Captain Percy Cahoon, 15 months, False Pretences.
Peregrine Swan Down, 21 days, Mind Your Own Business. Oh! Hello, sailor! Oops, there I go again.
And now we're going to take a look at some of this week's blue films. While we're doing that, you can listen to a song.
Night baby's wavy tree invented feet was a grand night for all the world. Up till then, there we were, stood still standing and we couldn't stir. Bears and other animals attacked us at their will, and though we'd shout and scream at them, we simply all stood still. Then along came Mavis and in tones so sweet said, we could run away from them if we invented feet. So on this anniversary, let's give a loud hooray for feet inventor Mavis Wavertree. Or if you prefer it, let's give a loud hooray upon this anniversary of Archibald O'Day, who invented boot. Who invented boots?
Hey!
This week, I tested the new Napoli, and I can honestly say that this is one of the finest cars it's been my privilege to drive.
This means it's a heap of old tin, but if you were given an all-expenses-paid 3-week drive through France, what would you say?
Initially, I was slightly irritated by the gear change, which I found a little stiff.
I had to drive 150 miles in reverse.
But I soon got used to it.
I swapped it for an automatic.
From the beginning, I was surprised at the lack of engine noise.
I couldn't get it started for 2 days.
The seats are very comfortable and fully reclining.
I took my secretary with me.
From Paris to Lyon was a delightful trouble-free trip.
I put the car on a train.
However, with any new car, one expects some teething troubles. And after Lyon, a slight fault developed.
The wheels fell off.
But after a minimum of delay...
3 days in hospital...
I had no further problems.
I rented a Rolls Royce.
To sum up, the Napoli is a great motor car, and that's really all that need be said about it.
I've written my 400 words, and they're not getting any more out of me for 12 guineas. And now, little-known facts that nobody cares about. Number 45, Laburnum Avenue, Chingford.
Did you know that in 1947, in Delhi, India, an unofficial world record was created when a man remained buried underground for 7 months? This record was never ratified because the man was dead at the time.
Meanwhile, in a love affair not 1,000 miles from Crewe Junction...
We must face facts, darling. Everything is over between us.
But why?
You are Anna Kowalski living in Dundee, and I am Jan Sikorski living in Bristol. Can't you see we're poles apart?
Avon Gingledangle, Gollygong, Gunner River, Glitting, Ring Ting Pong.
Thank you, Peter West, and get well soon. We'll be returning to Wimbledon for further commentary on the ladies' final later in the programme.
Letto!
Thank you. That was the second part of tonight's broadcast of Rigoletto from the Royal Opera House, Covent Garden.
And now over to the newsroom where Tom Filth is interviewing President Kuala of Umbulu Land.
Mr. President, good evening.
Hello there.
Now, Mr. President, you're a nignog.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That
was the one thing they asked me not to say. I do apologise.
Oh, it was nothing.
Stupid of me to put up a black so early... to make a mistake so early in the interview. I hope it won't colour your... prejudice your... affect your attitude towards the conference. I mean, over here, we're accustomed to calling a spade a... speaking frankly.
Well,
let me put this to you. As president of a small estate, you must be aware that this could be a classic case where the tail might wog the dag.
Dag the wog!
Well, it seems that's all we've got time for, Mr. President. I must apologise for such an untidy interview.
That's all right. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, who would you like for lunch? Oh, my God. University of the Air. How to make models at home.
Give them a lot of champagne.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high,
and the rain will go right up your nose.
And now over to a criminal court, not 1,000 miles from Crewe Junction.
Gentlemen of the jury, the accused have been charged that on the 24th of March last, having watched their team beaten in the FA Cup tie, they paraded through the streets of London committing acts of violence on property and people. How do you find them?
Guilty!
Little-known facts that nobody cares about, number legs 42.
Did you know that Roomania means having a total obsession with Roo?
No, I didn't, actually. In cinema tonight, we take a look at some Hollywood film endings that never happened, but should have. Firstly... Jesse James' Last Ride.
How's Jesse, Mary Lou?
I don't know, Frank. The Doc's with him now. I told him not to tangle with the Dalton boys. Doc!
Mary Lou, I want you to get hot water and lots of it.
Why, Doc? Do you think you can save him?
No, he's dead. I want to wash my hands.
Then there was Son of Shame.
There goes the marshal with the last of them blood-sucking Robinsons. Now the Bar-X Ranch will be free to grow as this great country of ours is growing. And one day, son, all this is going to be yours.
It's all the same to you, Dad. I'd sooner run a boutique in Greenwich Village.
Two programmes to watch out for on BBC One tonight. First at 7:30, Jimmy Young shows you how to cook Tony Blackburn's teeth. And then, at 8 o'clock, Softly Softly returns with a dramatic story in which Barlow is captured by a gang of thieves who bake him to death. The episode is called Your Super is in the Oven on a Low Gas. On BBC One tonight...
Meanwhile, in the cockpit of a 747 at London Airport.
Hi, Jack.
Yvonne Guttlegungle. Gingle Blong. Goodle Bleedle Bleng Flong.
Bless you, Peter. Now over to Patrick Boar for The Stars at Night.
Well, as we all know, they're big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas. And there's an awful lot of them, and I think it's absolutely fascinating. Jolly good. There are, I know, a lot of silly people, very silly people indeed, who think the millions of pounds spent on me by the BBC each year could be better used building hospitals and schools and so forth. Well, as a scientist, my answer to them is... Lot of communist dope-takers, if you ask me. So, this week, Stars at Night features Richard and Liz Burton, a hot water bed, and Rudolph the goat juggler. Some people do ask me, they do ask me how I got interested in astronomy. Well, when I was a child, I found this book. But Daddy said if I looked at it, I'd go blind. So he took it away, and he gave me a telescope, and I was also going to be talking to the biggest star of them all. But as talking to oneself is considered the first sign of madness, I shall just say...
And now it's time for old time.
Madam, aged madam, pray why are you standing so, with your face set against the cruel east wind?
Because, with a bit of luck, it might bring a little chap to my lips.
University of the Air, a history of art in three lessons.
Lesson one, the birth of art. Lesson two, the growth of art in Europe. Lesson three, art marries, settles down in Surrey and dies at 95.
Love Story was a boring two-hour film. For those of you who missed it, we have reduced it to a boring 10 seconds play. So now, 10-second theatre presents Love Story.
I love you.
I love you.
I'm dying. Ah!
And now, before the news in Esperanto, here is the BBC Heavy Orchestra with a shortened version of The Ride of the Valkyries entitled Wagner's Walk.
This is a very short song with a very long introduction. We have to fill the programme out somehow. What you can hear at the moment is Dennis Knuckles King tinkling on the ivories. But he has promised to clean it up before Mrs. Mills comes in tomorrow.
Is it wrong to love an elephant? Is it wrong to eat and care? And once you've loved an elephant, should one give an elephant the air? If it's wrong to love an elephant, then I've done a terrible thing. I believe this is true, but please, what can I do with this bloody enormous engagement ring?
In the World Plumbing Championships this week, the Spanish entry was flooded, the Italian entry blew up, and the British entry said it would be round first thing in the morning.
Even gingly dangle, dongle, even dingle, dingle dangle, golly gongle, dongle, bingle bongle bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, bungle.
Thank you, Peter. Psychologists have said that television is having a deeper effect on our lives than we suspect. Is this true? Over to a South American republic not L thousand miles from L Crew Junction.
Senor, you have been found guilty of plotting to overthrow our government and have been sentenced to death. Would you like one last cigarette?
No, thank you.
Would you care for a blindfold?
No, thank you.
Have you any last words before the firing squad carry out your execution?
Yes. Up a bit, right a bit, down, stop, fire!
Eye of Newton, toe of frog, wool of bat and tongue of dog. And while that's cooking, Johnny will tell you what wines to serve with it.
Here, my dog can speak a foreign language.
Get off, let's hear him.
Go on, Rover, speak foreign for the gent.
Meow, meow.
Just once in my lifetime.
Ooh, you poor devil.
Yvonne Gooligibble. Oh, Golligabble. Blum, blum, bindle. Bang!
My name is Jones, Jack Jones. No relation to the singing trade unionist. Jack Jones, weasel stuffer, family man, and pillar of the community. A quiet life, you might think, and so it was until the night of the mysterious letter. It was my wife who found it.
Darling, there's a note for you.
What does it say?
No!
I hit her in the mouth and opened the letter. It was a message from the new vicar at St. Mark's. We had to get rid of the old one. He kept doing Leslie Phillips impersonations from the pulpit. The note simply said,
visit the church after evensong. Go to the pulpit. Go directly to the pulpit. Do not pass the font. And do not collect the offertory box.
I obeyed without question. I'm not only a decent, God-fearing man, I'm also an idiot. I approached the pulpit with some trepidation. My footsteps echoed round the church. Suddenly, a voice.
Jack, the church is in trouble. We need people. We need money. Where can we find people and money?
Hackney Dog Stadium on a Thursday night. Good heavens, can he read my mind?
No, but I know a good feed line when I hear one. Jack, what's happened to our congregation?
I think he's on holiday.
That's exactly what I mean. Every week the Catholic Church is full, the synagogue is full, but here there's just you, me, and six plaster saints. And during the sermon on Sunday, I caught one of them trying to sneak out. How can we fill this church, Jack? How can I get a full congregation? It's up to you, Jack. I don't care what methods you use, but for the sake of St. Mark's, find out how they do it. That is all. In 15 seconds, this pulpit will self-destruct.
We present I Was a Secret Agent for the C of E, starring The Shadow Cabinet as Jack Jones, based on a dirty limerick by Engelbert Dorsey. Dialogue coach Terry Downs, also starring Michael Caine as Edith the Camel.
There was little time to lose. I decided the best way to find out about them was to become one of them and transform myself so completely not even my own wife would recognize me.
Jack, what are you doing dressed up as a Catholic?
I hit her in the mouth again and set off for St. Dogma's. Listening outside the church hall of St. Dogma's, from what I could hear, they were either holding a Cayley or strangling a cat. So I slipped unnoticed into the church.
Good evening, my son. You're a stranger here now, aren't you?
Automatically, I slipped into my best Irish accent. Hootsman, och hi, the new.
That's not a very good Irish accent.
I don't think you're in any position to criticise.
That's true. Look, child, I'm the local parish priest, so if you have troubles, worries, or tips for the meeting at Doncaster next week, just bring them to me.
I was in luck. It was Father O'Vatican, just the man I was looking for, the man with all the answers. He suddenly stiffened as if someone had stuck a pistol in his back. Hoots, Father, what's the matter with you?
Someone's just stuck a pistol in my back.
A figure stepped out of the shadows holding a gun. I recognised him at once. He was a local ne'er-do-well with one eye called Robinson. I never did know the name of his other eye. He spoke.
I've got no money, Father. I'm starving and desperate. Stick 'em down, Father, and hand over the money.
Surely, my child, you mean stick 'em up.
No wonder I'm broke and desperate.
In an attempt to ingratiate myself with the priest, I went for the intruder.
Will you stop just standing and grunting at each other like that? Will you not throw him out?
I complied with the father's wishes. And set off for the synagogue. I was in luck. On the steps of the synagogue, I collided with Rabbi Moskowitz, who was taking his beard for a walk. I decided to strike while the iron was hot. Rabbi, I need your help. I've led a wicked life. I've gambled, I've drunk, I've gone with wicked women.
Oy.
I find it impossible to resist these temptations.
Aye.
You see, I work as a talent scout for Opportunity Knox.
I want a girl just like the girl that married you.
It was an old joke, but then he was an old rabbi. All right, Rabbi, I'll introduce you to Huey Green.
You can't frighten me with threats, young man.
I could see you meant it. I'd have to change my story. A husband who thinks I've wronged him has challenged me to a fight to the death with pistols tomorrow morning.
Funny, you don't look duelish. I think you'd better wait in here until you're ready to tell us the whole story.
He opened the door, threw me in, and I had it locked behind me. I turned and went pale. I was in a place that would strike terror in the hearts of the bravest men. A place to make even the strongest quail and run. I was in the middle of a bar mitzvah.
Will Jack Jones escape from the bar mitzvah? Will St. Mark's get its congregation back? Will we be able to think of any more religious jokes for the next episode? And most important of all, will Peter West be able to get it right at Wimbledon?
Yvonne Goolagong.
That's it! That's it! That's it! That's it! Thank you! Oh. Oh. Yvonne Goolagong. And where? It's... What? Oh, well, the match appears to be over, so with that, it's goodbye from Wimbledon and a Merry Christmas.
This programme was written and performed by Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Cryer, John Junkin. The music was provided by the Dennis King Trio, and the programme was produced by David Hatch.
Goodbye, Cheeky.
Ta-ta, Cheeky. Bonsoir.
Wiedersehen. Asso, Cheeky.
Get off.
Toodaloo! And you!
Better back to this place.